This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what the undercard is today? Of course, we have Red Sox at 4, and you get the Patriots at 1, Curtis. Tonight, prime time, Joe Milton III, another exhibition outing with your Dallas Cowboys. I got to say, I watched it last week on the replay, so they played the Rams. It is unbelievable to watch Joe Milton. It is a roller coaster from start to finish.
Is it one of those roller coasters that crashes?
Multiple crashes, like it derailed multiple times. He is Cam Newton. Like old Cam Newton throwing the football. It is 1,000 miles per hour. It is erratic. It's all over the place. But he is still potentially good and exciting. He's like a young body in an old Cam Newton arm. And it's unbelievable. And I can't believe the Patriots don't have this guy as a backup to watch in the preseason. Because it makes it worth your time. Today you wanted to get one quarter out of May, right?
Right.
Last week it was 14 snaps. So maybe we get a quarter. If you had three quarters of Milton today, wouldn't you sit in front of the TV and watch?
I guess.
And a good point by Ted Johnson yesterday. One troubling thing, Ted said this, is not only that they cleared the deck for their quarterback with any competition, they've also cleared the deck of left tackle. They just gave the job to the first-round pick, and maybe this week he's having a tough go of it, and they have no plan B. Very concerning.
Well, where you see ownership being their inability to spend impacting the roster is not exclusively on a absence of high-end talent, top-of-the-market talent. It's in the middle class. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Cowboys are always viewed as a big spending team because of Jerry Jones. They're not. The Cowboys are closer to the Patriots than they are the top of the NFL when it comes to spending. They pay Dak at the top of the market. They pay, you know, they'll end up paying Micah Parsons at the top of the market. By the way, the NFL Top 100 had Parsons as like 38.
Really?
What in the world? Anyway, that was odd. I feel like, and a quick aside, can I get
team they're playing today, by the way, top cash spending team this year, Vikings.
Yep. Helps when you got the state to pay for your stadium. But the, what was I just going to say about this?
Middle class.
The middle class of the Patriots. Is yeah. bereft of talent, and that is because
it's just a bunch of young guys. They might be talented, but they're young. I mean, they're putting four rookies in there. They're starting their safety.
Look at the Patriots back in the 2000s. They almost always had a swing guard center/tackle, whether it was Ted Karras or who was the guy, Marcus Cannon. They always had these guys that were the sixth lineman.
Right.
They have
one. It's Cole Strange.
Right.
And DeMontre Jacobs.
Real World Tom, can you see the tackles or guards that were drafted after Cole Strange and see if how many are like still playing well in the NFL?
Yikes.
But the roster, that's where the issues arise on this roster, where they do not have depth, and it's because they haven't spent.
Well, it could be. Maybe we'll find some depth. Last week was good to see DJ James to get some depth of emerging someplace.
He's my favorite guy.
Travion Henderson. Two kickers.
Can I give you a quick conspiracy?
Uh-huh.
So this past week, the NFL agreed with ESPN to merge, where they got the NFL earned a 10% stake in ESPN, and ESPN got the Red Zone channel plus other things. Followed by two huge rulings that allowed the Gruden and Brian Flores cases to advance into a potential trial where there would be discovery. I don't think that's a coincidence. I believe that they're trying to get their own state-run media. They'll have the NFL Network. They'll have ESPN. And they do not want the true fangs of the journalists at ESPN to be allowed to engage in understanding what went on with Gruden. And that Brian Flores story remains, it's under appreciated in its magnitude. Like, what that did, how that reshaped everything. One text message. It's the Malcolm Butler interception of text messages.
Yeah. He's good, too. He's going to torture Drake May today.
I mean,
he's sending all kind of pressure at him.
He's going to be the best coach off the Belichick tree.
He probably is. By the way, Fitzy must be listening because he has posted on Twitter his three things he's looking for in pretend season game number two. Do you want to hear Fitzy's big three?
His remote, his cooler.
No. Does Drake play a full half, look comfy, and have time to complete passes longer than 6 or 7 yards? Does he have any design runs? That seems like more than one thing.
Can I ask a question for the audience?
Yeah.
Do you get a pass as a dad to watch a preseason game, or are you SOL?
I think
you can't.
Yeah. I mean, I could.
1 o'clock on a Saturday? Beautiful day?
You get the okay to hang
out?
Yeah. For a couple hours on a Saturday? That's no problem.
I just don't want to use up those chits.
Yeah, that's one thing. You'd have to go to the card. You don't want to do that too often.
Like, I don't really care.
It's not worth it.
I can watch it tomorrow at any time.
No, you'd probably rather be outside with your family today.
Right.
Number two from Fitzy, O-line. And number three, will another playmaker not named Travion emerge? I like that. That's to my Kyle Williams.
Yep, that's who
Bingo.
I like. I want him to have four drops.
Efton Chisholm. That's Fitzy's
I am so
guy.
Tired of hearing of Efton Chisholm.
Well, that's the big battle, Chisholm against Javon Baker. That's playing out.
I regret it. I feel like Efton Curtis would have been better.
How about Johnny Kicks? That's a good nickname.
I love
our man in Saugus checking in. Back to the Red Sox, I think. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, boys. Let me see if I can get this right. I don't want Curtis to relapse. AAF phone. Sorry, boys.
Take your time, Johnny. Live radio.
Oh, you still got me?
Yeah, we still got
Hey, how come every couple of years we give away a guy who comes back to haunt us? Doesn't matter what sport it is, all four sports. Every time we give away a guy or try to get something, this guy comes back to haunt us. Is it just Boston, or is that just all through the whole country? You guys?
Well, who are you thinking about in particular with this, Johnny?
Who's Schwarber?
Schwarber, yeah.
Schwarber's one. I mean, he hasn't come back to actually haunt us personally, but I mean, just to watch what he's doing is just a slap in the face to the Red Sox.
Yeah. I mean, Marchand obviously went on to great success with Florida, but didn't really impact your run. It's not like they were on a run.
Yeah. Quarterback left.
George's Niang, very dangerous this year now that you got rid of him.
Can you figure out that WIC thing? I am so confused by it. Where whatever the agreement they had let us believe was going to occur, they knew that that wasn't going to be allowed.
Well, that was a good question you asked Mannix. It was because Mannix was on the Greg Hill show, and he's very good. And he said, this is the rules. You can't have a guy who's, 15% or less ownership of the team being the front face of the team. But you're right. They should have known that. How did they not know that?
It's just the Wick's entire run here is just such a weird anomaly. Like,
but he was at the peak. The ownership, the spending.
Nobody's debating that. I'm not talking about... How do you misconstrue what I say? We thought it was him. It wasn't.
Well, it was him. Without him, it doesn't get done. He might have spent his father's money or got his father's permission, but it was his drive.
When I saw those Super Bowl NBA championship celebrations, and I saw Wick with the trophy and Pags waiting for it, I was like, Pags, get off the stage. Now Pags had 10 times the investment of the guy holding the trophy.
Yeah, but like when you do something great, I just think you and John Curtis, I give John Curtis equal credit. Like it's part of the package.
Right.
So
what are you talking about? It has nothing to do with that. Like, what I say has nothing to do with what my dad did. It what he's standing
the
on.
The Grosbeck family at large was a great ownership.
Do you think we gave Irv the lion's share of the credit?
We should now in hindsight. We should give Irv
but
a little more
But there's never
credit.
Been anybody. My point is that in the history of Boston sports, there's never been anyone that was the owner that wasn't really the owner that we all thought was the owner until the team was sold.
I know. Well, I mean, you're very hung up on this.
It's
topic.
Not hung up. It's just fascinating to me.
But the Grosbecks did an unbelievable job as owners, right?
Why can't you understand two things simultaneously?
I
of
do.
Course they did. I'm not debating. Did I say he was a bad owner? I'm saying that it
you're
was all a mirage.
You're saying he's a null and void owner. He wasn't the owner, but
it wasn't the reality.
But I don't think Irv does any of that without Wick and Wick's desire to win.
Right.
And
I don't think John Henry spends without Larry Lucchino, but I don't say Lucchino owned the team, Ken.
Well, he did own the team, part of the team.
Larry
not
Lucchino,
as much as we thought.
I do not give Larry Lucchino credit for John Henry's spending, even though I think he was the impetus behind it.
Lucchino deserves credit, don't you don't think?
I no. don't say thanks, Larry, for spending all that money.
Sometimes you need a guy like
Wick
Larry.
Grosbeck told the Globe he'd be happy to lose money if it meant they'd had another championship. What he didn't tell you was he didn't spend any of his own money.
Well, but he's going to inherit it all, so eventually it would have been his money. It's just kind of semantics.
It's really not semantics. I don't know why that's so hard for you to understand.
I just don't know why you're so down on Wick. It feels like you're always attacking him.
It's fascinating to me.
Well, it is interesting, but I just say chalk it up to it's the Grosbeck family. They were great. They went out with a bang, and then they sold at an unbelievable time.
Well, they actually
time.
Went out with a yang.
How about a great time to sell? I mean, this whole thing, Chisholm is walking. It's what a tough situation to walk into there.
And how weird is it that Chisholm owns the team, and there's been no, like, you know.
It's only been a day. Right, officially now that he's owned the team.
So he was relatively around when he first agreed to the deal in principle.
Yeah, there's definitely something bizarre that's happened behind the scenes with the Board of Governors, and then PAGS is trying to buy other teams and denied. What a strange time.
Crazy.
Let's go to our man Paulie and dad him over to the Patriots. Hey, Paulie.
Ken, my top dog over there. I love you, brother. My man.
Thank you, buddy.
Curtis
Hawaii. My agnostic friend over there from my fellow Boston College brethren. Got a couple of things. First, after hearing Tom Brady's podcast earlier this week and rubbing up Bill Belichick, that it's official now. Tom Brady and Danny from Quincy are the last two people in the Bill Belichick fan club. Can you imagine those two guys in that fan club room alone? Who do you think would come out alive?
Now, what if Paulie, give me a what if. What if Belichick has a great year? And will it change
I'm
your
opinion? I'm hoping he does a face plant, as our buddy, was it Steve from Fall River, was saying about him. I hope he gets killed. He gets creamed. I can't stand the guy. Let me tell you something, Ken. I was sitting there, and the ticket manager made sure I got tickets up front when I was Brady night last year in the spring. They filled the stadium. I just kept flipping him the double bird. Until they finally threw me out of there.
Jeez.
The cops were shaking my hand walking out. Oh, I can't stand the guy. He was looking for a place to hide. Brady saw the whole thing, and he couldn't stop laughing. He's looking at me. He's looking over at Belichick. He couldn't get the smile off his face. He's just laughing at Belichick. Belichick's looking to the left. He couldn't even look at me after a couple minutes. It was hilarious. But
Well, Paulie, take a breath. For the love of God.
Fire here, Paulie.
Well, before
Paulie,
that's 2 minutes.
Take a breath. So you went to Tom Brady night and stood there giving a double bird to Bill Belichick until you were
kicked out? Under the influence of a few Bud Lights. That's for damn sure. Oh, absolutely. I let my feelings know, Curtis. You know me. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm afraid of no one.
You're like Curtis's hero. That would have been your dream that night to be escorted
out. I have been kicked out of Gillette Stadium.
Not to question my man Paulie, but do you think that actually happened?
Of course not.
Kind of a good story, but why do people hate Bill so much? Did you listen to Devin McCourty talk about, I hope that statue is there?
Why did you listen to what Devin McCourty said about Bill Belichick in the Dynasty docuseries? About what he said about Trump and how we told everybody that they had to subjugate their egos, their beliefs, for the betterment of the team. And then Bill Belichick, in the middle of the most heated presidential election of his lifetime.
Despite all this, now, today, Devin McCourty says, put the statue up. Put it right beside Brady. I hope it's there.
Well, of course he should have a statue.
You got people calling up and saying they flipped in the bird and got thrown out of the stadium? I mean,
Bill Belichick ended prematurely because of a lack of ability to surround Brady with talent. And because of the ego that he had to be the highest paid guy in the organization, he forced the greatest player ever to leave and win a Super Bowl in Tampa.
Six. I mean, what are your expectations for a team? He won six.
Do you pay?
It's the greatest dynasty in NFL history.
Do you pay Greg Hill about what he'll do yesterday or about what you hope he'll do tomorrow?
If Greg wins six Marconis,
no,
I'm asking
you
fine with however it ends.
A question. It's frustrating. You don't pay people based on what they did. You pay on hope that what they will do.
After the six Marconi, if he trades Chris Curtis, I'll be upset, but I'll be like, all right, you know what? They had a pretty good run.
Oh, so Greg's in charge of the building. That's good to know.
Let's go to John in the car. You want some explanation, some NBA explanation? John's got it for you.
No, I think Curtis needs some explanation. Every time he talks about NBA owners and how things get sold, he's always wrong. Like, it started back with the Lakers when he was like, oh, the Lakers, because he was trying to, like, I remember he was talking about the Celtics getting, you know, aren't as good as the Lakers in terms of how big they are. But they didn't actually get sold for 10.
Wait, is this John in the car from the Twitch chat?
Ooh.
Yeah, buddy. What's up?
This is unbelievable. This guy literally.
It's unbelievable that I called the show?
This guy literally is out of breath. He constantly, everything I say on the Greg Hill show, he writes about in real time.
Oh,
it is a remarkable thing. Well, this is amazing.
I know. It's really hard, Curtis. It's one of these things. Like, you have this inability to go back and forth.
I go back and forth with people all day. Ken and I go back and forth for 2 hours every Saturday. It's a wonderful time.
I just,
we go back and forth with Danny.
Anyway,
we go back and forth with Paulie. We go back and forth
with each other one at a time, please.
Do you want to talk about basketball? Do you want to talk about basketball?
You
or do
called
you want
in,
to take podcast?
John. I didn't tell you what to call it.
I called to take about, right, but then you started, then you changed the subject. So, because you were.
Well,
so
I think it's interesting.
I think it's interesting to note that
a guy that calls in is finally, you know, taking an actual back and forth and not just taking shots from afar.
The great Dino once said, two people talk at once, you can hear nothing out there. One at a time, please. Let's be civil. In the meantime, let's hear what's trending with Tom.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It was another magical Friday night at Fenway last night. The Sox are tied with the Marlins going into the bottom of the ninth, and with the bases loaded, Trevor Story singled to right to walk it off for the Sox. 2-1 was your final score. Here's what Story had to say after the game.
Just in those bigger situations, less is more. And because you feel all the energy, you feel the excitement of everything, and you know, it's easy to get big in that situation. So for me, just trying to shoot something like that and hit the ball hard, put the barrel on it.
Giolito was the starter last night. He went 6 1/3, striking out 5 along the way. The Sox play game 2 of the 3-game series against the Marlins this afternoon. And as always, you can listen to the game right here on WEEI, the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Coverage starts at 3:10 on the Mass Mutual pregame show with Joe Weil. First pitch at 4:10 with Ken's guy, Baby Pedro, on the mound. Will and Sean have the call. Patriots play preseason game number 2 against the Minnesota Vikings today at 1 o'clock. Stephon Diggs, Ramondre Stevenson, and Christian Gonzalez are all listed as questionable for today's game. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending here on WEEI, WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, short and sweet there. The start of a week with Steph Diggs that was interesting. I don't think it's a big deal, so I don't want to blow it out of proportion. But we did have multiple sort of exchanges. We had the Rossini podcast, as you highlighted earlier, Curtis. We had the Vrabel, Karen Grigian, Phil Perry thing going on there. We've had some reports from the receivers coach. So that, I guess, will play out over the next 3 weeks, or maybe not, because he's not going to play today. And I doubt he'll play Thursday. So it is a weird thing to go into week one with a total unknown as to what your number one receiver is going to be. That's unlikely to happen in many places.
Two things. One, I know that back in the era in which you were born, they are very unhappy with Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm. But it is such an underrated skill that he was able to harness Antonio Brown for as long as he did. I mean...
Yeah, but it was young in Antonio Brown's career.
It was pre-perfect hit, I know.
Yeah, yeah. But, it was before he really went off the rails.
But the other, but you, how do you know, chicken or the egg? I mean, maybe he would have gone off the rails earlier if it wasn't for that. But the real story here is that you say Mike Reese or Ted Johnson. I don't know. You made a comment about somebody saying this is what to – oh, Mike Giardi. Sorry.
Giardi, yeah.
Mike Giardi said that this is just part of what comes with Steph Diggs.
This is Diggs. This is what he's always been.
But that's – so all we've been saying since Diggs arrived was that it was different here. And then now it's just like everywhere else. So
it is early to start the drama, if indeed this is drama.
Right. I mean, at least with the Bills, he got 2 to 3 years.
I'm hoping for one here. Just one and done.
I mean, he had C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans. He had, what's the guy, the Pig Shuey, the coach that Shime wanted, the offensive coordinator with Houston.
Pig Shuey?
No, who's the offensive coordinator of the Texans?
Oh.
That Shime had enough heart on, or who had a, dump that.
An affinity for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick Caley.
No. Not Nick Caley, the Texans offensive coordinator?
That's what I'm seeing on the Google AI machine.
Look at my Lindy's book here.
Good.
Well, I looked that up. You want to take Danny or no?
Sure.
Bobby Slowick?
Yes, oh, Bobby Slowick. Thank you.
Crap, the internet's quicker than my Lindy's book.
That's disappointing. That is Ken Laird in a nutshell.
That's why it's a two-hour weekend show, buddy. Let's go to Danny. Hello, Danny. Good morning.
Well, you know, and by the way, Curtis, I just want to let you know, man, I don't call in every week just to fight with you, brother. It just, sometimes you bring it out in me, and I wanted to clear the air on that, all right?
Danny, so, I love that. You. Nothing personal
how
on my end.
How about that, starting with a handshake? Yep. Nice job, Danny.
Yep. Anyway, just go back to Antonio Brown, don't forget, Antonio Brown had Tom Brady as his babysitter for that 1 year, okay? And it was that 1 year in 2019, you know, I heard Paulie earlier say, I'm the only one in his fan club with Tom Brady. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick were allies in 19, contrary to what you might believe. because he went out and got Mohamed Sanu for Tom Brady, and then he dropped a Christmas present in Antonio Brown. I never saw a smile on his face that year until he got Antonio Brown for Tom Brady.
Okay, and Danny, I'm not looking to fight. I need you to answer this. When did you ever see Bill Belichick with a smile on his face?
No, I was talking about Brady.
I know. No. You talk about the smile. I'm asking you. You said I didn't see him with a smile on his face. When did you see Bill Belichick, hero,
with
a smile? So why do you bring it up? It's so irrelevant. Bill Belichick was dour forever, and you're saying Tom wasn't smiling.
The point I'm trying to make is that Paulie said that myself and Brady are the only two in Bill Belichick's fan club. Well, they were. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick were allies in 19 against a common enemy in Bob Kraft. Because
even this week, Brady was talking about how great Bill's going to develop players.
But I didn't even hear that, Ken.
But in 19, Danny, Tom Brady signed a 2-year deal that gave him one thing: the opportunity to leave the team without being franchised at the conclusion of the season.
I'm saying he had a reprieve for that one season. He was on his way out,
he knew he was done, so they said, let's do the best we can with what we got.
Right, but he got Antonio Brown, and Tom Brady offered to babysit him. He opened up a room in his house for that 1 year. And when Kraft came in and cut Antonio Brown because of what Bob Kraft was going through down in Florida, that's the only reason he did it, because the NFL, the league was not happy. I don't think the league wanted to see the Patriots back into the Super Bowl again. So that's another reason. It's a conspiracy theory. That's another reason why they came out with the political crap. It's like a political hit on Antonio Brown when the Patriots got him. And then when they cut him, that's when Brady really finally cracked. That was it. Ask Andy Hart.
Both Belichick and Brady. Right. Belichick and Brady were simpatico on the anger and frustration with the organization for releasing Antonio Brown when they did. Yes.
No question. They could have gone back to a Super Bowl, that one last run.
There's a great podcast, if you want to give it a chance. Edelman, I don't know who was on with him. It was relatively recent, the Games with Names podcast, and they were talking about how they believe if they didn't cut AB, they win the Super Bowl that year. The players
absolutely
still feel that way.
And Tampa Bay did the experiment the year after. Tampa Bay's biggest mistake with Brown was they went for a second year. They pushed their luck with him.
Yeah.
So for 1 year.
But everybody does that. The Patriots did that with Moss.
I understand that. But they got the one. So that would have been the cherry on top would have been to get one in 19. But anyway, I digress. As far as the Red Sox go, all right, and you mentioned Maya Curtis earlier, because I wanted to say this last week, but I believe if he stayed healthy, Maya, that is, I believe, and I told you, Ken, I thought they were going to trade Story. Remember I said they were going to trade Devers? I was right about that. I thought if the Red Sox went in the tank, Trevor Story would have been the next one on the trading block, and they would have brought in Myers. But Myers got hurt, and that kind of put the kibosh in on a lot of things leading up to the trade deadline. So
true.
I think they might have cut. But anyways, Trevor Story now, and again, I was wrong. Now he's playing. He's healthy.
Yep.
That's the big key for Story, is that he's healthy, and he's playing great ball defensively, offensively.
He is so smooth at short. Man, he goes into the hole and makes that throw on the run. It's just, it's awesome.
I mean, he's a good. Now, and as far as Bregman goes, now earlier in the show, you know, Ken said Bregman's the difference. Curtis, you kind of. But I think going forward, now that Devers is gone, it off the back of Bregman. Because remember, Bregman was the one that came in and disrupted the apple cart. Not by his fault. He was signed and blah. I think the guy was put in a bad spot to be a leader for the team because he didn't want to step on anybody's toes, Bregman, that is, because he's new to the organization. He's like, he kept quiet. It's the type of guy he strikes me as is a very stoic, humble. Like, I'm going to pay my dues, let the organization. Now Devers is gone. I think Bregman can come in and be the leader, the veteran leader. He's already won championships with other teams, with Houston. And I think if he stays healthy, he's going to be the leader. I think that in of itself will cause the Red Sox to give him the contract.
There we go. Thank you, Danny. Love from your lips to God's ears. 5 years, $200 million.
Yeah, I have nothing against the logic Danny provided or the logic Ken has provided for years. We have all heard very rational, logical explanations as to why the organization should spend money on these guys. And they have time after time after time decided against it. So,
you know what's different? 10 walk-off wins. They're closer. They can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are different.
Such a fascinating, 30 for 30, if you go back and you recreate that season. Because we forget the 2019 Patriots.
Yeah.
Week one.
You and I put an Antonio Brown poll up every day. And it was different results every day.
It was that's right. We were at the Greg Hill Show then. And Brady was on every Monday.
Yep.
So the
that
first,
was the miserable 8-0 quarterback?
19, yep.
Yeah.
So 20, by the way, if I'm NBC, I fire Collinsworth on the spot. You hear that? You don't say it for a year? Like, what in the world? And if I'm Brady, I'm pissed. Like, that's not, like, that has a shelf life, right? Like, I said that, but either way.
Well, and speaking of Brady and Bill Simpatico, can we hear a little Tom this week?
Praising really
Brady?
Care,
20
right?
seconds of it. Tom, please cue it up.
Bill Belichick at North Carolina. What are those players in for?
I'm very interested, too, as well. what they're going to get is obviously the most prepared, the most hardworking coach that I'd ever been around. If you go to that school, you will be prepared to play at the next level. He's going to teach you the right fundamentals, the right techniques. He's going to have a high expectation for you.
The internet's quicker than my Blindy's book.
It is. I will say, yeah, I think that Bill Belichick is a better coach than Todd Bowles and Bruce Arians and Lloyd Carr. But
sounds like Brady likes him. Sounds like they're getting along.
Ken, we've been talking about it. He wrote the foreword for his book. Why right. Is that newsworthy?
Okay, so why do we always have to trash Bill then? Brady's what? Fine with him now. People are like still at what? War with Belichick.
So we should say Grady Little made the right decision because he was part of the Netflix docuseries?
Well, no, we can accept as an asterisk the end was poor. Fell off the cliff. Right. Made some bad decisions.
You will only have that guy once and you rushed him out the door. You said, when can this end instead of how long can I take it? That's what Tom Curran wrote when Tom Brady won a Super Bowl with the Bucks, and it is as true then as it is now.
But why can't you go through life happy with the six instead of bitter about a lost one?
You know why? Because I said they should have kept Brady. You, Greg, Danielle,
Wiggy. I told you it was coming.
Stop. Let me finish a freaking sentence. I said they should have kept Brady. I was mocked, ridiculed. All year, old man forgets how many downs there are against the Bears. They're going to lose to the Washington team. They're
Tommy
losing
Trader?
To the Saints. If they lose to the Packers, it's not as... Your life ended as a sports prognosticator the day Aaron Rodgers chose not to run the ball into the end zone in the NFC title game in Green Bay when the Bucks beat the Packers. Then
asterisk year,
and
COVID
then,
year.
You didn't say that once the whole year. And you know why it's my favorite thing? So I thought about this the other day as I was doing a brief jog.
Lucky title.
I said, it was pretty important to you at the time. You were obsessed with that season there, Chief. If Bill Belichick was the quarterback, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, if Bill Belichick's career and Brady's career were flipped, in other words, Brady was here as the quarterback, he went 5-13 and had failed in another organization. Bill Belichick arrives mid-season in a coaching change, and all of a sudden, they win the Super Bowl. Not a single Belichick fan would say they were going to get there anyway. There's no way that would have
so
happened.
Angry.
But
God,
it's true.
It was,
you have
was,
no argument for that. If
run.
That was
why,
flipped.
Why the anger? Your life's
it's not
pretty
angry.
Good.
I love my life. I've never been happier. I'm asking you a simple question.
Mm-hmm.
If you just heard what I described, and I know you're not dumb, and you flipped it, and Tom Brady was the coach, and Bill Belichick was the quarterback... With those careers, nobody would say, oh, they were going to win anyway, even though you have this 15-year, 12-year run of the guy not only not winning, but creating dumpster fires and organizations. The Patriots that Bill Belichick left, Gerard Mayo, bear no resemblance at all to a championship team. The Browns that he left were a dumpster fire in Cleveland. And now he had 31 opportunities, not a single coach. No team wanted to hire him as a head coach.
If the Red Sox win the World Series, how much credit does Cora get?
I give them all the credit.
Okay, good. Finally. At least you don't hate every coach.
No. I miss Claude, I'll tell you that.
Claude was the man. But Rastuccia?
Rastuccia. You can't even pronounce it.
God. He used to go up and just smoke heaters in the parking lot.
My favorite moment with Claude is after they won the cup, he said his daughter, and she said, my favorite cup's the next one. And I was like, my man.
Let's go to Kyle and Lowell. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going? Two things. Something on Bill and the Kraft situation there towards the end of last season is something that can. So that's the new situation. Just piggybacking off of Danny as he kind of re-sparked my memory. That was the funniest kind of like moment to show you how far Bill and Kraft have split. He just picked up Sanu, and the guy had him returning punts at like 45 years old, and he blew out his ankle like in like the first game back. Because Bill didn't want him.
Right.
That's why he had him.
Second round
pick. And Brady's sitting there like, Jesus, Bill,
I'm not happy we got in a 45-year-old washed-up receiver, but I'll take anything. And there he goes. And it was just like, it exemplifies how big of a mess we were at that point.
Yep.
And I couldn't, at the time, I couldn't give you any reason why we would have Sanu taking punt returns. It made no sense because Bill never wanted him.
Yep.
Anyways, well, Ken, are you in charge around there, dude? Like, when Greg is out, what's wrong with you stepping in?
Amen. I asked him.
It's a very busy week for me. It's Jimmy Fontelethon prep week.
I love you and Curtis are the week guys. I think there's a lot of callers out there from what I heard last week that would love to hear you step in for a day when Greg's out. Have a good weekend.
Right, thanks, Kyle. That.
Well, thank you. I think that's a compliment.
I want to give Ken a compliment, not because I like him, but because I have to. No, the radio telethon is a massive undertaking. And there have been, I've worked here since 2013. This will be, I don't know how many it's been because we had a couple missed because of the pandemic, but 12th, 13th radio telethon. And
for you, 23rd overall.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry. So I've been a part of 12 or 13.
Yeah.
There's been Jason Wolf, Joe Zarbano, two guys that did great work to lay the foundation for everything. And
yep.
I will never, you know, they did things and still, you know, Joey just became a dad. He's a great guy. I love him. Nobody does more without you hearing about it than Ken Laird. It's not, what is it called? The new thing, stress brag or work brag, but Courtney and I were trying to think of it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's what goes on in Wiggy's head during a read.
You know what the thing is? Just I'm old now. Like in the 10 years ago, I could have done the morning shift and then like grind through the day. But 46, man, it is hitting me. I'm just like it is frightening.
Well,
tired and
you and McDonough were doing shots at game on last night.
Well, McDonough is like just youth, eternal youth. I don't know how he does it.
Sean McDonough is. I mean, my childhood. And I'm 41, 1990s, was Sean McDonough on TV calling Sox games. And his voice is as good now as it was then.
Perfect. On the call all weekend.
But anyway, so it's a...
thank you for that.
Ken does a phenomenal job, and he does it all without letting you know about it. And Monday at 6 a.m., you will not want to miss... want to hear my Rob Hale story?
Sure. Now officially minority owner. Well, he already was a minority owner of the Celtics, but now a larger minority owner.
Yep. He's going to join the show to discuss a remarkable Hale family match that they have proposed for us and our audience to raise money for the Jimmy Fund of the Dana-Farber. So we are at the Saving by Shaving. This was, I don't even know when, 2020, 2021. It was very early on, and I had never... been to Granite Telecommunications. I had just started working with Greg. I didn't know anything. And as you know, Ken, when you're at a remote, you know, even early in the morning, there'll be a couple people that say hello. And
you're very social with these things.
I do talk to people.
Yep.
There is often a need for someone to sort of grab one of the guys, be like, hey, you know, we got to get going. We got to get on the show. It's, you know, 5:58. So it's, you know, a couple minutes to six and we're all set up and Doug's trying to get the mic checks and we're getting going. And Danielle's talking to this guy, and I'm like, okay, like, he's, like, enough, dude. Like,
yeah.
I'm literally ready to go grab him and be like, sorry, we have a show to do.
Hey, fanboy, get out of here.
Stop bothering Danielle. Yeah, we got to get to the top of the hour. And she turns and introduces me to him and says, oh, this is Rob Hale. Mm-hmm. And I was like.
Yeah. He's just the everyman.
Literally, he looked like he just had a Dunks cup. He's talking to people, and the guy owned the entire thing. It was wild. But one of the truly it's remarkable the people that have achieved so much on their own and have so little ego about how they did it and who they are.
And so many people are involved in putting this together. So obviously, right. It goes well beyond any of my planning. My wedding planning or what's Greg call me? The
travel agent. Yeah.
So, but it's quite an undertaking. Looking forward to it getting started Monday morning. And by the way, we broadcast on game days from Fenway Park, our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, presented by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. So, Sox today with Bayo, then tomorrow with Crochet, sweep this series, two with Baltimore, and then the Yankees four-pack next week, Curtis. That's a good week. That's a good Red Sox week.
Love it.
You take care of business here, maybe win four or five. Is that too greedy in this little homestand here?
Well, if they win today, they're sweeping.
Okay, I like that. And our kid doesn't have to do anything strange in his pants, which she was talking about.
Right.
It's good. We don't want Arcan to be in wet shorts.
No.
Much to discuss still. Coming up, Mego and Lions 11-1. We'll get Mego in for a crossover. You can talk about how she almost hit you
She did not almost hit
Southie,
me.
In Southie, as you said, saw, she was driving recklessly.
I never said that. That was off the air. I said on the air that we said, that James and I said hello.
Okay. We'll talk to Megan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, Greg Hill back Monday morning. Rob Hale kicking off the telethon. Wiggy back Monday morning. He had a couple rare days off, but he'll be ready to go. Full crew back. You and Courtney did a great job this week, Curtis. And no Shine, too. That was through another difficulty into it. So it's vacation season. I get it. But yeah. Kudos to you and Courtney for getting the job done this week.
I loved the wonderful time I had off in July, but when you go one big swing at it, then you're back. It's kind of a, can't really get mad at Greg for missing work when you were out for 2 weeks. But he, God, that looked amazing. What a week on Nantucket.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be regaling
you. Have you done Nantucket, Ken?
I've never.
Really?
Never done Martha's Vineyard either, where Wiggy went.
Vineyard's great for kiddos. I used to go there.
Plus the Jaws history there. They have the Jaws Bridge. Well, I got to go see that.
As a kid, we would go in August for a week with our the Marxes.
Mm-hmm.
And not Marxist.
Mm-hmm.
We were there when we'd always be there when Bill Clinton would be arriving.
Ooh.
And it was always a...
His autograph?
No, I saw him golfing from afar. My dad said, oh, he's kicking the ball out of the rough into the fairway. I'm like, it's okay, Dad.
Well, it sounds like you had a close encounter with Mego in Southie.
We saw Mego yesterday walking up to the
bowling alley.
Described
her driving as reckless to me.
Did you see my illegal turn I made?
I didn't know if it was illegal. It was.
I didn't. My GPS, I was like so checked out. And my not the turn when you were in the crosswalk. he wasn't in the crosswalk yet.
I wasn't.
Two blocks down. my GPS was like, just make a, you know, a tight turn here. And I go to make it and it was a one way. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, so boy. Then, yeah, I had to like go to the other side of the street and quickly correct myself.
Well, they haven't updated the, like, there are a lot of roads in Southie where they'll be like, take this. And
that's very kind of you. That's very kind of you.
It is true. There was one winter, it would have been predating you, I think. It was like 2015.
Oh, no. I was here for that during the Snowmageddon.
Yeah, when they like changed all
the roads. Every street became a one-way street. Yeah.
That was wild. But no, we were very clear. James was very excited to see Mago.
He had a cool hat on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big, exciting bowling alley. I said to Kedber, like, it's the most nice day of the year. And he's like, let's go bowling.
I'm
like,
did you go to Southie Bowl?
Yeah.
That's my favorite place.
Yeah.
They're so nice there.
Very kind.
Do you want to reveal my hot idea for the show?
Oh, so Ken has an idea for the Greg Hill show. We need a radio stunt.
Mm-hmm.
He wants me to do the entire show from a Greg Hill selected bike lane on a nice morning.
Okay, are you on a bicycle or are you just broadcasting?
I'm just going to be in a lawn chair, and because my thing is we have too many bike lanes. I know it's not an original thought, but
it's the road show. But you're actually on the road.
But I'm on the road.
Right. It's a bike lane. It's not really the road, I guess.
Right. It's a bike show.
The bike show.
And
we see how many bikes actually come through.
How do I do that remotely, though? Do I have like
you do a clicker?
No, I mean like for the show part of it. What am I just like talking to my phone?
Yeah, no, we'll get you and Griffin out there. We'll set up the whole thing.
Griffin's going to have like a mix table.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We did a show on a boat. Get this sponsored.
We just need power somewhere or battery. I guess we'll see if we can get a charge.
We could get sponsored by Josh Kraft for governor or mayor.
Josh Kraft is going to join us during the telethon on the Tuesday, by the way.
And I have invited Mayor Wu.
Yes, we have. She has not responded yet. No. Now, Mago, 1 o'clock game today. Are you going to be charting? Are you going to be watching? Or are you going to be DVRing? Yeah. I mean, you and John are the pregame show here.
We do. And so I'm just going to walk over to another room and watch it here.
Oh, excellent.
I also have like, I don't know. I call them boys, but I think I have like 4 grown men staying at my apartment in Southie this weekend.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
My husband's friends from college in town. Boy. So it's going to be okay for me to be watching it and working here.
Oh, very nice. Is it fair to say just my encapsulation of the week has been kind of arrowed down? Generally not a good week for the Patriots.
I would say seemingly with one caveat, one exception, which would be Drake May. I think Drake May seems to be weathering the ups and downs around him as he did the year before. But with this offensive line, just the reports that came out of the second day of joint practices, it's like,
Am I reading this right? I sent this to Curtis.
Andrew Callahan.
5 sacks the one day of practice. And through camp to this point, he had been sacked in 193 dropbacks 35 times.
Yeah, would have been sacks.
Would have been sacks.
Yeah, theoretical sacks.
But that is horrible. Like, he's on pace to get sacked Joe Burrow style 50 to 60 times this year.
It's bad. It's bad. Ugh. And I think a lot of it has to do with, obviously, that left side. You put 2 rookies out there, and we were all writing about it 2 weeks ago, going, yeah, Jared Wilson looks like he's a great find in the draft, but to throw out 2 rookies on that one side and that lack of experience, and then on the other side, you kind of have questions about the opposite problem, which is Morgan Moses just disappearing for 30 minutes at the end of every practice or not participating in joint practices.
Is he playing today?
And when they were against the Commanders, I'm not sure yet. They haven't been totally clear on who's playing and who's not playing. Last I checked, we know JJ McCarthy, of course, isn't playing on the other side for Minnesota, which is really annoying to me. I'll get into why I think Drake May should play today. Suddenly, that's like a hot topic of the offensive
line. Like the whole game?
No. But he needs to take a couple series, I think.
Yeah. Well, he did 2 series last week, right? So he needs, I would say, a quarter at least.
Before we go, I have a question, and you brought up your husband. He was in North Carolina with Bill a couple weeks ago. What was his, I read a great column, Mass Live. What was his, I'm just curious, is like, did he come back being like, was better than I expected, about what I expected, worse than I expected?
I think his biggest takeaway was that it's kind of an education for the local media down there.
Oh, okay.
Remember the introductory press conference that Bill had?
Yeah.
And we were kind of laughing because it was all these like yokel locals being like, oh, look at his cutoff sleeves.
Right. And the AD had cut off his sleeves too or something.
I think it's gotten to a point where he goes to practice down there and they're like, why are they so far away? You brought binoculars? Like, why aren't we allowed access on that side of the field? Why aren't we, you know, and starting the Bill Belichick program, everything around it has transferred to college. And so he's actually, I hope I'm not giving anything away. He's going to go back down again. So give a little bit more.
Cover him all year. There's enough interest.
I mean, I'm sure that story did well. I mean, it was great.
I think that though, his biggest takeaway, because it was so early, was Bill's installing exactly the whole, you know, everything down there that he had up here. Yeah, including and extending to limiting the media very much.
Well, we'll have the call of the first game right here, Labor Day Monday night, TCU UNC, as brought to you by Compass Media. So looking forward to that. We'll have Bill's first game on the air on 93.7. Curtis, great job this week.
Oh, I got a quick, great imaging. You don't need a compass to find Bill's first game.
There you go.
Boom.
Know where it's going to be. See you Fenway Park Monday morning, 6 a.m. for the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
I will be there.
With Rob Hale on the line. Don't miss his exciting contribution match challenge coming up this
And I heard you year. Have a big match coming for day two, so looking forward to that.
Oh, do I? Okay, good.
Wow. Okay,
we'll work on that one. See what I can dig.
You're saying $25?
Maya's got a bank sale between now and then.
All right, Chris Afuoli, good job behind the
Thank
glass.
Thank you, Tom.
And John lines up with Bego next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.